Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released figures from the government showing over 1.5 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Those numbers from the Labor Department pushing the total number of jobless claims filed over the past 13 weeks to about 46 million, but the latest report is basically in line with what analysts were expecting and is way lower than the weekly claims filing numbers were when the pandemic first began. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom saying morale on the police department in her city is, quote, down tenfold ever since charges were filed in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Former officer Garrett Rolfe, who's accused of pulling the trigger killing Brooks, faces murder and other charges. His colleague faces a list of charges including aggravated assault. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Oklahoma National Guard will be out in force for President Trump's rally in Tulsa this Saturday. Governor Kevin Stitt has activated the Guard at the request of the Tulsa Police Department, a spokesperson saying about 240 Guard members will be on hand. The president was none too happy when now former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick was starting to kneel on the sidelines during the national anthem to protest what he saw as police brutality and discrimination across America. But now President Trump says he is fine with Kaepernick trying to come back to the NFL. Speaking to Sinclair last night, the president said the former San Francisco QB should get signed if he deserves it. Trump said Kaepernick, quote, wasn't up to snuff, though, when he left the league in 2016. Kaepernick again starting the kneeling during the national anthem, which was followed by a number of other players a short time later. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least two dozen shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded, and a seven-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Yeah, listen to the sound and listen to the warnings, ladies and gentlemen, that are coming upon us like a tsunami. We've abandoned our moral underpinnings and turned our backs on God. Wisdom and truth is out the door, and this is leaving us extremely vulnerable. We are being overwhelmed with one lie after another, and welcome to America's 21st century, living out what George Orwell warned us about. Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, here we are. I mean, everything George Orwell said was going to happen. I mean, the tearing down of statues, the obliteration of history, because he who controls history controls the present and the future. And the anarchists, the Marxists who have been domestically residing very gleefully here, championing for this day that is being evidenced there in Seattle, Washington, is upon us. And all it takes is, you know, one good man to not say anything and to allow us to be overrun. In this case, it's many good men and women who need to come to the battle and to the and to the battlefront here and say no more and reclaim this great American dream.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all, Bill. I mean, you know, who better would know socialists and their plans, except for a socialist like Orwell himself. What we are witnessing is exactly 1984. We do have a ministry of truth. As you said, those who control the president, control the future, et cetera. And, you know, tearing down statues and, you know, removing items off the shelf and decriminalizing crime is not going to make crime go away. It's not going to make racism go away.
You mean tell me Merriam-Webster in redefining racism, that's not going to make it go away?
Yeah, that's not going to make it go away either.
Oh, doggone it.
What's interesting is that Black Lives Matter has a really interesting gig, don't they? It's kind of a Teflon gig. They coined Black Lives Matter. Well, if you don't agree with them, all of a sudden you don't agree with that Black Lives Matter? No, I just don't agree with Marxism. I don't agree with defunding the police. And that's exactly what this organization is about. Mm-hmm. And it's not my conjecture. It's not my opinion. All you got to do is go to the website.
Exactly.
And what's interesting about Black Lives Matter, too, is that they were around in 2016, and then they disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time they appeared was in another election year. Do you think mm-hmm. that's a coincidence, or do you think it's a pattern? Where was Black Lives Matter in 2017, 18, and 19? They weren't out raising money.
No.
They weren't raising hell.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't marching in the streets of Chicago. They weren't marching in the streets of Detroit. They weren't marching in the streets of Atlanta or Minneapolis or Seattle. They were nowhere.
Right. Well, and as you say, it's all timed, you know, in conjunction with the election period, and the forces to make sure in any way possible, whether it's Google, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, anybody that wants to upend the foundations of America, they're coming full force at the strongman. The strongman right now is represented by one Donald Trump. If you tie up Donald Trump, then you have your way. And look what happens. All this stuff, whether it's impeachment, and now, of course, you know, the latest rumors and all this stuff about the John Bolton book and all the exposure, you know, that he has to offer, you know, the rest of America that we should know in advance of this 2020 election. I mean, all the ducks are being lined up in a row here, are they not?
Well, yeah, but I mean, is that really any different than any other year of Donald Trump?
Well, but yeah, but it's just it's on steroids, though, Megan. I mean, with technocracy and Google doing what they're doing, I mean, it's like this stuff has got to come to a halt. We cannot turn over our morality and consciousness and public consciousness to the likes of these technocrats.
Well, we have been given warning signs for quite a long time, specifically from Google, Facebook, and, you know, the big tech, that they are out after conservatives. I mean, they started defunding Prager University. They started shadow banning, which was, you know, which James right. O'Keefe of Project Veritas proved at Twitter. They've done everything. And what have the Republicans done to protect the First Amendment? They've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
They've sent warnings.
Yes.
They sent tweets, but they have not done anything legislatively. And so it is going to take legislative action. Josh Hawley of Missouri has a great bill that has gone nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as the Republicans continue to kick the can and try to reach across the aisles, the Democrats are using that can as a weapon and stabbing Republicans in the back. And it is just something that I've witnessed over the course of my lifetime in politics. The Republicans think that they can get along with the enemy. The Democrats view us as the enemy, and they want us destroyed. I mean, Hillary Clinton herself said, while she was campaigning, and she said a lot of disgusting things, but one of the most disgusting things is that she compared Republicans to the mullahs in Iran as far as the enemy.
Right.
So that's how the Democrats view Republicans, period. They want us silent. They want us unarmed, and they basically just want us wiped off the face of the earth if Hillary Clinton is comparing us like the mullahs in Iran.
Exactly. Well, and of course, this violates the foundational principles of our Constitution. I mean, the Democrats continue to blow that up because they're not interested in having an earnest debate about these issues. They have long, you know, back in the early days of Barack Obama, I mean, I remember Bill Maher, you know, talking to the president, just saying, why don't you just, you know, sign something? Just, you know, why are we debating this issue? Just go ahead and do it. And, of course, initially, he said, President Obama had said at the time that he didn't have the wherewithal, I mean, didn't have the authority to do it, but later he found a way to circumvent Congress and do all these executive orders. This is why so much was reversed, thank God, when President Trump took over, because they were never codified. This was just something that was a one-man army against the raw principles and the constitutional principles, supposedly from a constitutional professor, a constitutional authority, and he obliterated the Constitution right before our eyes, and it's as if Atlas shrugged. America just let it happen to itself. But this is why 63 million people came out in record numbers for Donald Trump, and I believe what's happening right now is they're just staying silent, they're taking names, and come 2020, get ready for an incredible mandate for one Donald Trump, because if that doesn't happen, and Nancy Pelosi still has the gavel, and Joe Biden becomes the president of the United States, well then, you and I better go find another country to live in, Megan.
Well, I think we have to all keep our eyes on the Supreme Court once again, because I believe it's tomorrow, or I think it's tomorrow, they're going to render a decision on DACA, which was an unconstitutional executive order signed by Barack Obama, basically mm-hmm. granting de facto amnesty to approximately 800,000 illegal children that were brought here by their parents. So we have to see what the Constitution, if the Constitution withstands this, you know, illegal executive order.
Exactly.
We'll see how the Supreme Court John Roberts rules. We have to watch John Roberts.
Mm-hmm. But, we'll have to keep an eye on Gorsuch, see if he talks to his pastor there in Colorado, and she gives him, you know, some marching orders, I guess. I don't know. This last one was incredibly disturbing and surprising. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us right here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you die, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
Hey, that operative pronoun, we, that means me and you, all of us. We all have skin in this game. I mean, this is our country. Are we just going to let it go by the wayside in the face of all these antithetical forces? And don't think, this has been a deliberate march by those on the left. This hasn't just happened overnight. It's becoming more and more pronounced. It's becoming more and more emboldened because good people have not stood up against them and against this big lie and this destructive movement that has been thrust upon us. And we need wisdom and we need courage to hold on to the truth for the sake of, you know, I said, whether it's ourselves, it's our grandkids, it's the next generation, what are we going to pass on? Are we going to be that that generation unlike our parents' generation, which is regarded as the greatest generation? Are we going to be the milquetoast generation that just shrugged and let all this inequity pass on by and hope upon hope that maybe our kids could figure it out? Look, if we can't figure it out, our kids are not going to figure it out. And all we're doing is mounting up, Megan Barth, the pressure and the unreasonableness and the lies. The lies just keep on getting bigger and bigger, and people believe them. You know, I was saying to somebody else the other day as I was driving around here in Florida, I see all these young white kids. They're holding up signs, BLM, Black Lives Matter. They have no idea. They have no idea what Black Lives Matter is all about, what the roots of Black Lives Matter is about. And it's like Terry Crews, you know, I was saying to you off the air, Terry Crews on The View the other day shocked the ladies of The View because he says, look, it's not about Black Lives Matter, because if you do, then you elevate them. What are you saying, that black people are more important and they're more significant than white people? I mean, this is a guy who's got his head on right to realize that it's about all of America. This is what our Constitution serves. It doesn't serve just black people. The founding fathers were very careful to level the playing field for all of us to have a chance at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Well, absolutely. And so, you know, as I was saying in the last segment, Black Lives Matter appeared in 2016 and then disappeared until the next election cycle of 2020. And so all of these, you know, whether they're white kids or whether they're the Karens in the suburbs, you know, wearing the shirts or marching with the signs, where were they for the last 3 years? I mean, if right. you go to a website called heyjackass.com, mm-hmm. it's a website dedicated to exposing the crime rate in Chicago. And they do a very good job, a daily job, and they do it by precinct, and they do it by, you know, the type of crime, black-on-black crime, police shootings, et cetera. And so if you look historically at the last 3 years, if you look under the 8 years of Obama, mm-hmm. didn't Black Lives Matter to Obama? You know, Black Lives Matter existed, it kind of rose out of the Ferguson riot.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Black Lives Matter first became an organization, in and around the Ferguson riot. Obama met with the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement dozens of times at the
yes,
White House.
Exactly.
And he never once took executive action. Or even proposed a bill or policy that Donald Trump has done in just 3 years. He never sought to do criminal justice reform like Donald Trump did with the First Step Act. The most unemployed black people were under Barack Obama. The least unemployed black people are under Donald Trump, or were as of February 28th. And then, of course, the communist virus hit the country.
And oh yeah, by the way, a lot of destruction in local communities and jobs burnt up, along with buildings and dreams of everyday Americans, including black Americans, whose shops are now burnt down, thank you very much, by these rioters and looters.
Right. And those specifically in those communities, in those minority-owned businesses, in those Democrat cities, were also being well-funded through an opportunity zone policy that was headed by Ben Carson
and Tim Scott,
signed off by Donald Trump. And so mm-hmm. what we saw were Black Lives Matter activists and white anarchists working together to burn down opportunity zones. What does that tell you? Not just symbolically and figuratively, but that basically tells you that the Democrats have zero interest in opportunity. They would rather burn down opportunity than build it up in those communities. And when you look at Atlanta, for example, Bill, do you know the last time a Republican mayor was elected in Atlanta? 1879.
Wow.
1879. So how is this Donald Trump's fault or any Republican's fault that Atlanta has a cop shooting?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a 58% black police force in Atlanta, which is actually more of a percentage of blacks that Atlanta has, and yet somehow this is Donald Trump's fault. And lastly, does anybody really care about Seattle? Anybody? Because if the mayor doesn't care about Seattle, if the mayor of Seattle doesn't care about Seattle, then I'm not going to care about Seattle. If the mayor of Olympia, which is in Washington, is referring to these anarchists and rioters as basically peaceful protesters until they burglarize her house or damage her house, and then all of a sudden they're domestic terrorists, I don't care.
Right.
She should call a social worker. Don't call 911 anymore, Democrats, because the Democrat Party does want to defund the police. If they align themselves with Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter wants to defund the police. And you have Democrat mayors like in Albuquerque that said instead of police responding to 911 calls, they're going to send social workers. Well, good luck.
Yes.
That's all I have to say. Good luck. Right.
Yeah, I mean, how many social workers are you going to get lined up for a domestic, a domestic call where there is, a domestic dispute going on? I mean, it's already tough enough with police when they go and they're armed, and you're going to have a social worker show up at the door? Good luck.
Domestic violence calls tend to result in some of the most violence against police. Case in point, a friend of mine whose boyfriend had just graduated from the police academy took one of his first calls in Utah. It was a domestic violence call.
Oh, wow.
Got up at the door, and the man behind the door shot him through the front door with a shotgun and killed him on the spot. That's what happens in domestic violence disputes. Many of the times, there is going to be no social worker that is going to be trained in brute force to handle this type of domestic violence call.
Well, and speaking of Atlanta, you had this situation. Of course, it's well videotaped. This incident with Rayshard Brooks, when he, fought the police. I mean, he threw them around. I mean, this is a big guy, and he threw these police around like they were rag dolls. You know, sadly, the outcome did not happen in the way I don't think that anybody would want this to happen. But you resist arrest for whatever reason, and I don't know how much more training you could possibly have than what the police officers did. But yet the way it was presented, they the local officials have this is what I'm concerned about, Megan. They have elevated the expectation and the results and outcome of this indictment against these police officers to such a degree that anything short of maybe a public execution is going to leave them ripe for more riots here, because due process is out the door and they're not interested in hearing the other side. It was all presented, and it seemed like it was very politically driven. It just seemed rather suspicious to me. I didn't have the sense that in the context the way this was being presented, the indictment, that it wasn't an indictment, but the charge, the way it was presented, was it seemed to be rather prejudiced. Just my gut instinct on this.
No, I would say it's not just your gut instinct. It's a perfect observation.
Mm-hmm.
One of the officers suffered a concussion. The other officer's taser was taken off of him and pointed at him, and the assailant, which ends up being the victim, ended up shooting the taser, and it flew over the officer's head.
Yes.
Well, if it was just a couple inches down, the officer would have been tased. And tasers can be deadly weapons. And so when you use brute force against a police officer, you should expect return of brute force. What that DA, who's under investigation, by the way, what that DA has done is he has been subjective, meaning he stated in his public statement in his news conference yesterday that he knew what was in that police officer's mind.
Yes. Well, and then we're finding out from Lance LaRusso, who's been on the show many times, and I think is representing one of the police officers, you know, this suggestion that he had kicked the body of a dying man. He said that did not happen. You know, they showed a still shot of it, but no video of it. So another suspicious and convenient perception.
With today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
So many are responding to the gospel messages broadcast over the airwaves in Zimbabwe that more volunteers are needed to answer questions, follow up, and reach out in prayer. It's a problem we're happy to have at the Tide Ministry. Over the past several years, listener response in Zimbabwe has grown exponentially, and more volunteers are needed on the other end. This year, our partners at the Zimbabwe Studio have reached out to churches, asking for volunteers to respond to listeners. And now, radio personnel are training new volunteers who will serve in the studio each Sunday during and after the broadcast to help field phone calls from listeners. This is an amazing development and an answer to prayer.
To learn more about how the Tide International Radio Ministry follows up with listeners in Zimbabwe and other countries by connecting them with churches and pastors, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released figures from the government showing over 1.5 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Those numbers from the Labor Department pushing the total number of jobless claims filed over the past 13 weeks to about 46 million, but the latest report is basically in line with what analysts were expecting and is way lower than the weekly claims filing numbers were when the pandemic first began. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms saying morale on the police department in her city is, quote, down tenfold ever since charges were filed in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Former officer Garrett Roth, who's accused of pulling the trigger killing Brooks, faces murder and other charges. His colleague faces a list of charges including aggravated assault. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Nothing wrong with that, and I don't blame it. You know, it's not going to be an easy fight because these kids today have been indoctrinated in such a way to think, oh, you're just being old school, or you know, as some have said to me, some of the kids, well, Dad, you're a Marine, you know, that's well, look, these are the things that I've held to by experience that were passed on, you know, to us. I say to us kids, you know, my father and mother who raised 9 kids, these values and traditions, these things that are right and noble and kind and good, these are the things of true value. This is like gold in a community that is starving and anemic of these important building blocks that make for strong communities and strong families and, dare I say, a strong America. I want to thank Megan Barth. We had came to a real abrupt close here previously. Megan Barth, of course, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, who was on with us previously, and appreciate her insight. Check out her website, ReaganBabe.com. Our new topic right now with Daniel Cox, an American Enterprise Institute research fellow, is COVID. Yes, COVID-19 is still We're still dealing with it. And Daniel Cox is here to talk about the state of America's public opinion and these new findings on reopening, economic hardship, and changing attitudes toward the government and the way it's handled this coronavirus. Daniel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here.
Okay, break it down for us. What did your findings, what are your findings telling us?
Well, there's really some stunning findings out of this report. We were in the field conducting interviews. This is a nationally representative sample of all Americans age 18 and over from late May to early June. And what we found was some pretty significant declines in how the public views the government has handled and responded to the coronavirus outbreak. And that's the CDC, local governments, federal government, and President Trump as well. Across the board, we've seen declines. And majority of Americans are now saying Trump and the federal government get negative marks in their response. So that's a pretty significant double-digit shift over basically a two-month period. The other thing that's really, really important is we found a massive racial divide in views and experiences with the coronavirus. So African Americans are far more likely to be paying attention to news about the outbreak, and in part that's because they're far more likely to know someone who's been infected. Mm-hmm. A majority of African Americans say they know someone compared to about 4 in 10 white Americans. African Americans are also much more pessimistic about the trajectory. So they're saying roughly 7 in 10 African Americans say that we haven't even seen the worst of this yet, while fewer than half of white Americans agree with that. And so we're sort of still running through all the data, but I mean, there's some really, really stark results that this poll is showing at this point.
What was really driving the negativity? I mean, and it's good to hear you say that, you know, demographically, the response is more driven by, you know, I'd say the people in general, a representative, you know, demographic approach as opposed to a political approach, because we're so mired, everything is so political these days that, you know, we have to seem to view things through a political lens. But, you know, this is everyday Americans where, you know, the rubber meets the road, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we talked to Americans of every political stripe, of every, you know, racial and religious background. And there's some significant differences, but there's some commonalities as well. Mm-hmm. For one, there's widespread feelings of discomfort about engaging a lot of various activities, whether it's attending a worship service or getting on an airplane or even taking public transit. Mm-hmm. Americans express a significant amount of discomfort with that, and we see that across the board. Now, again, there's some partisan divides, so Republicans tend to be less uncomfortable than Democrats, and mm-hmm. white Americans are a little less comfortable than people of color. So there's still those divisions. But overall, again, we're still seeing, despite the fact that in some places things are getting better, also, you know, if you've been following the numbers recently, we're seeing mm-hmm. major upticks.
In about six states, right, exactly.
Right, and so I think, you know, we may see some elevation in views of discomfort as well from what mm-hmm. even what we found.
Daniel, what did you find in terms of expectation? What did they expect in terms of where, as a country, we should be right now, having dealing with the coronavirus since, we've been dealing with it for all intents and purposes since January, really made a concerted effort, you know, a couple of months later. So it was about mid-March where we really started realizing, you know, what the issue is. What's the expectation? You know, obviously we're not, the country is not meeting expectations, and that's what you're hearing from the people, right?
Yeah, and I'm a father of two young children, and so I feel like this thing has gone on forever. But one of the things that we're seeing is a really shift in public expectation about the, you know, the this thing running its course. So back in March, we had a poll that suggested that most Americans thought by the end of June, that mm-hmm. things would be mostly back to normal in the U.S. So people in late March, you know, didn't think this thing was going to last more than a couple of months. Now, in the poll that we just conducted, we're seeing that a majority of Americans saying that this thing's not going to have run its course until sometime in 2021.
Do they see any outside influence? Like, for example, oh, yeah, we happen to be in a campaign season for the presidential campaign coming up. Do they see this as impeding the process of COVID-19 in terms of getting on the other side of this?
Yeah, we didn't ask them much about the election. We did ask how comfortable people would be heading to a polling place. And again, there's some significant discomfort there. So overall, we didn't touch too much on sort of the electoral ramifications, although there probably will be a significant amount when you think about whether states are making decisions about mail-in balloting and just how both the Biden campaign and Trump campaign are going to engage voters.
Yes.
We're seeing some real hesitations from both campaigns about, you know, just the best approach here.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the president is going to start his campaign. We've got a lot of people coming to an arena, a closed arena. And, you know, there's going to be temperature gauging, limit of liability signatures that are going to be required, all that good process to happen. And I got to imagine for a percentage of Americans, this makes us a bit squeamish that we're bringing people together. It's almost like you'd be better to have a campaign rally out in a outside in an area, maybe take over some of the areas that people were rioting, because it seemed like if you wanted to chase COVID-19 away, we just needed to have a good riot to chase it away, I guess. I don't know.
Well, one thing I think that the Trump campaign is about to find out, I think, if they go through this, is, you know, what happens a week or two after.
Exactly. They're going to trace these people. You know that.
Right.
You know.
Is there a spike? And if there's a spike, right, that's going to really shift how people think about this, right? Because mm-hmm. we know from past research that often things don't seem real until they happen to you or someone you know.
Exactly.
And otherwise, it's too distant. So there's that amazing story about those 16 women in Florida who all went out to a birthday party, and all of them got infected. And that really was, it sort of hit home, like, wow, this
yes.
is still here. It's still a problem. And I think, you know, with Trump's rally, it'll be the same thing, that if they go, you know, if it goes along and people get out unscathed, then I think that's, you know, we're off to the races. But if a significant number become infected as a result of that, I think, you know, they're going to have to really change their tactics.
Yeah. What is the sentiment in terms of personal responsibility to protect themselves and their family? Did you measure that at all?
Yeah, we looked at people's willingness to wear masks, and we found that a large majority of Americans are wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't ask how often they're doing it, so it may be that folks are only wearing masks in certain circumstances, not every time they're leaving the house, but overall, it was much higher than I thought. And we also asked the question about whether the U.S. is handling the outbreak better than other similarly developed countries, and Americans are a little bit more likely to say that the U.S. response is worse than better, but by and large, most people think that we're handling about the same story.
You know, speaking of masks, I think we need a tutorial on how to wear masks. I even see public officials on TV mishandling the mask. They're not handling it correctly. They're violating it. I mean, you might as well not even wear the mask if you're not going to wear it appropriately and make sure that you don't touch the front part of the mask, right? Daniel Cox, thank you for being with us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
What it was like before COVID when we went to the lobby? Well, it looks like we may be coming back sooner than later. We got Steve Evans coming up.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And we got Steve Evans live from the movie capital of the world, Hollywood, California. But before I bring Steve on, I'm grateful for Daniel Cox with the American Enterprise Institute for coming on, giving us a snapshot of this recent AEI research that has come down, that's been measuring public opinion regarding COVID-19 on the hardship, anxiety, and optimism. I mean, really, Steve, I'll get your read on this as it relates to COVID-19. And everything that is America, self-responsibility is the linchpin in all this. American way of life, the dream, the experiment continuing on. It is so vital that we need to uphold self-responsibility as much as it would count on anyone else. I mean, you look in the mirror and say, okay, I'm going to protect myself and do things that keep me well and healthy. Not only for my own good, but for the sake of my family, my neighbors, and my community, right?
Yeah, I agree. I didn't hear the segment. What was the gist?
Well, it just in public opinion, you know, that people are, you know, disappointed. They feel like maybe government is not doing as much as they could. I don't know. I mean, you know, of course, everybody has a right to their opinion. And but I think that really what I want to do is bring it back to the fact, because this is the snapshot. This is where we are right now, because I think that ultimately, you know, basically when we went into this back in mid-March, Steve-O, we thought, you know, maybe 60 days or something, you know, end of June, we might be on the other side of this. And we're not, you know. Yeah. And we've got now six states that are experiencing upticks. And, you know, and again, you know, it falls down on each individual American, you know, of we the people doing their part, you know, wearing a mask. You know, if you're vulnerable, you know, don't put yourself in situations where you're going to exacerbate the vulnerability. Because,
absolutely,
look,
exactly.
if you get sick, you're messing up yourself, but you're messing up other people, and you really don't want to get in line and find yourself in a queue, you know, going to a hospital, because then when it gets to that situation, although the majority of people who've recovered from COVID have done so at home, not necessarily in a hospital, thank God, and that's why our hospitals have not been overwhelmed, you know, but this thing has run the whole spectrum, and we still have so much more to learn about this. But meanwhile, hey, let's be smart about it, right? Use some common sense.
You know, I think it's pretty easy. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to keep a low profile. I'm going to socially distance.
Right.
You know, because I think, you know, when you take a look at what our ancestors were asked to do, like during World War II or what, this, you know, okay, go home, stay on your couch and watch TV. Is that too difficult? I don't think.
Right. Yeah, my wife is practicing social distance, you know, so it's all good, you know.
Speaking of socially distancing,
yes.
You know, as you might imagine, love scenes are a problem in the day of pandemic and such. And so The Bold and the Beautiful, they've come up with an ingenious way to do love scenes. It's a soap opera.
Are we going back to Barbarella? Remember Barbarella? Remember that? Jane Fonda, Barbarella, and how they did the love scenes?
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. Here's what they've come up with. You know, you'll start a scene, and it will be a good-looking guy and this beautiful woman, and things will be leading, one thing will be leading to another. When it's time to get busy, the director will yell cut, and they will bring in that cast's real-life partner to be a love scene double. And
really?
They will be shooting over.
That's their way to get around it?
Well, I mean, okay, you got the scene going, all of a sudden, you know, it's time to make things happen, and the director, and so all of a sudden, they bring in the missus, right?
Right.
Shoot over the wife's shoulder, and all these close-up shots of the kissing and such will all be done with your real-life quarantining partner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that's why these people got into the show, or the soap opera business, but that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, I'm the what do they call it?
I don't know.
I'm the asymptomatic stand-in for The Bold and the Beautiful here. You know, but what happened to the era of imagination? I mean, back in the old days when you and I were growing up, I mean, we didn't need to point out the obvious. We just kind of, you know, we faded to black, and, you know, our imaginations are much more powerful, and, you know, because now our imaginations are limited because they want to give you the full Monty every time.
Well, I think that's called the Internet. I think that's what it
is. Is that what it is?
Oh, okay. Good news. Hey, the Oscars in 2021 are not going to be canceled.
Oh, they're not.
They're going to be postponed, right?
Oh, okay.
April the 25th, 2 months later than originally planned. No, who knows what's going to be happening in April? Maybe we'll have the vaccine and we'll be back to semi-normal, whatever.
Will we have an MC?
I don't think so. They seem to be having pretty good luck without an MC. But the
Billy Crystal. Bring Billy Crystal back.
You don't have to cancel your massive Oscar party.
Right, exactly.
You're just going to postpone it till the 20th. You and Elton, of course.
Yeah, you just need to order your cocktail weenies a little bit later, that's all.
That's it. Just even going to happen. That's good news.
Well, that's good news.
Here called 7500 coming out on Amazon Prime this weekend. This is its first time out. It looks good. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is starring as this co-pilot by the name of Tobias. Looks like a routine day for Tobias, soft-spoken young American co-pilot, flight from Berlin to Paris. He's running through the pre-flight checklist with Michael, the pilot. And shortly after takeoff, terrorists armed with makeshift knives suddenly storm the cockpit, seriously wounding Michael, the pilot, and slashing Tobias's arm. temporarily managing to fend off the attackers. A terrified Tobias contacts ground control to plan an emergency landing, but when the hijackers kill a passenger and threaten to murder more innocent people if he doesn't let them back into the cockpit, this ordinary man faces an excruciating test. What a great plot, huh? 58% recommending. 7500 is the name of the movie, first out on Amazon Prime this weekend.
So would you open the door?
Well, I don't know. That's why this is such a cool
I mean, that's the big question, right? I mean, anybody in that position, would you open the door?
And it's, if you do open the door, do they take control and run it into a building and kill even more people? And it's this moral dilemma you find yourself.
Well, I think Captain Spock would go into a nosedive.
Well, who knows? I mean, you'll have to check it out. I wonder what does happen. Well,
exactly.
Check that out this weekend. Another movie here called Crawl. This is a terrifying movie that came out last year, July of 2019. It's out this weekend on Hulu. 83% are recommending. Maybe you remember when a massive hurricane hits her Florida hometown, Haley, played by Kaya Scodelario. I have no idea if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how I am pronouncing it. It sounds pretty good, don't you think?
Yes, I think
Kaya Scodelario.
That's the way I would pronounce it.
Ignores these evacuation orders to search for her missing father, finding him gravely injured in the crawl space of their family home. The two become trapped by quickly encroaching floodwaters. As time runs out and the water is arising, they try to escape the strengthening storm but are unable to. Haley and her father discover that this rising water level is the least of their fears. The rising water is bringing in sharks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sharks in the crawl space. Now, I've had squirrels in this crawl space, and bees nest or two, but never sharks. And this, you check out the trailer. This is
they're lucky they only got sharks. In Florida, we had a snake or two thrown in there. I'm telling you. Real life. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Not on Hulu. It's called Crawl. Also, I want to quickly mention that Ford versus Ferrari is hitting HBO this weekend. It's been out. You could buy it.
We love the movie. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Man.
Hey, by the way, just to only be correct, because I'm based here in Florida, and if I don't correct you, alligators are here, and no crocodiles. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, only gators. Yeah, exactly.
Also, we have Perry Mason is going to be a series on HBO. Now, we remember Perry Mason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Masterful courtroom lawyer. He would, the impeccably dressed, well-mannered, well-spoken guy. He would always bring out, the episode was always culminate with the Perry Mason moment, right? When the person who'd done it would break down and confess to the crime. On the witness stand. I'm not sure that that ever happens, but it did every week on Perry Mason. Well, HBO is bringing back Perry Mason, but not that Perry Mason. I was surprised to learn that that character was based on Earl Stanley Gardner's early novels in the 1930s. And in the novels, Perry Mason is this hard-boiled, hard-drinking private detective in L.A., and more of a Philip Marlowe, kind of a Sam Spade sort of an individual, and that's the character that Matthew Reese is playing in Perry Mason, the 8-part series one that is going to be premiering Sunday night on HBO. And the cool thing about it is, this is set in 1932 Los Angeles, and they have spent some big bucks on this, and it really looks cool. I love that era.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. The original Perry Mason, you remember?
Well, it was in L.A., wasn't it? The black and white TV show?
Right, exactly. The character.
Yeah.
Raymond Burr. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Raymond Burr. But this is the origin story, as they're saying. L.A. is booming while the rest of the country is recovering from the Depression, but a kidnapping gone very wrong leads Perry Mason, exposing a fractured city as he uncovers the truth of the crime. Once again, Matthew Reese stars. Check out the trailer and check out the look of this thing. You also have John Lithgow. You have Josh Lucas. Christian Bale is in this.
Yes.
You might want to check it out. Perry Mason out this weekend. And then quickly, a movie here called Buffaloed, which is new on Hulu. 77% are recommending this. It's about Peg Doll, played by Zoe Deutsch. She's never really run with the Buffalo Pack there in Buffalo. Young girl, she's obsessed with making enough cash to get her out of her blue-collar existence. She's betting on her sharp mind and even sharper mouth to get into an Ivy League university. But when an acceptance letter to the school of her dreams arrives, she realizes the impossibility of paying the tuition, and one thing leads to another, and and mayhem ensues. It's called Buffaloed, 77% new on Hulu. And that's just a few of the things happening this week.
Give us an update. What's going on? I got to notice Regal, I think mid-July or something, they're looking
at
opening?
They're talking about the second weekend in July. And it's going to be, probably July 17th. They'll probably be starting with a movie called Tenet, the Christopher Nolan movie.
How much do you think they were biting at the bit, chomping away here, thinking, oh, we're missing 4th of July weekend by a week here?
I know, but
you know, imagine the revenues that would have been, you know, normally pouring in. I mean, this has just been incredible. So Regal, what about AMC? Any update on them?
I think all of them will be coming out in July, yeah.
So getting ready to go to the next phase here. And so once again, we can smell the, theater popcorn. Why not? Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.